Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the daily / weekly MacCorp podcast for the ASX resource stocks for a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is for the day and week ending of Friday, the 12th of June, 2020. And this is an information podcast only, so please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So we'll do the daily statistics first, followed by the weekly statistics. So the daily statistics for Friday the 12th of the 6th, 2020, the daily volume was 1.5 billion, and that's up from 1.4 billion yesterday. Now across the board, it's still a tough couple of days for the market. The average percentage gain loss is for a second day running in a minus. It's at a minus 3.16%, and that's down from a minus 0.77% yesterday. And it's the fourth consecutive day now it's the average percentage gain loss has gone backwards. There were 491 ASX resource stocks traded today, down from 492 yesterday. Of the 491, and this is significant, there was only 68 ASX resource companies with a gain, and that's down significantly from 145 yesterday. There were 96 with no gain, and that's down from 125 yesterday. And this is another big swing, sort of 3 or 4 days running now, with the amount of stocks with a loss is significant at 327 with a loss, and that's up from 222 yesterday. So big swing over the last 3 days from the amount of ASX resource stocks with a gain, a big swing to losses now. Let's look at the positive for today with the best or the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today, and they are, so at number one we have Global Petroleum Limited, ASX code GBP. It had an increase of 40% gain today. At number two we have FE Limited, ASX code FEL. It had a percentage gain of 33.33% today. At number three, we have Avenira Limited, I'll pronounce that again, ASX code AEV. It had a percentage gain of 18.18% today. At number four, we have Dart Mining, ASX code DTM, and it had a percentage gain of 16.67% today. And rounding off at number five is Caprice Resources Limited, ASX code CRS, and it had a percentage gain of 16.13% today. So congrats to all holders of the top five ASX resource stocks today. Now moving on to the commodities, the only real standout or best performing commodity today was gold. As far as the highest traded stock or turnover of stock traded today, and it's the second time this week, is Novonix Limited, ASX code NVX, and 8.48% of the company was traded today. And also a number of times this week, the best performing project location was the Murchison District. Lots of activity as far as the market and some good positive gains there with some of the stocks. Let's look at the last 12 months comparison of project spend versus staff admin. And it remains the same as yesterday. It's at 52%. So that means 52% of the money available to the top 20 stocks, best performing stocks today, spend 52% on staff admin, and an average of 48 on projects over the last 12 months. And looking at the ERP statistics, there was 140 Stocks traded today in the ASX resource sector that use an ERP software solution. That's up from 132 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss has also moved backwards today. It's at minus 3.04%, and that's down from minus 0.74% yesterday. Volume up slightly today to 665 million, and that's up from 613 million yesterday. And there was only one of the top 20 best performing stocks today that use an ERP software solution. So let's finish off the daily stats with an overview of the best performing stock today, which was Global Petroleum Limited, ASX code GBP. First, we'll look at their project. They have a project in oil and gas exploration in Namibia in Africa. And as far as their project spend over the last 12 months, they spent just under $350,000 on projects and close to $1.5 million on staff and admin. So effectively means they're spending 81% on staff admin over the last 12 months and 19% on projects. As of the current quarter, they have just over 1.3 million in the bank. Their current market cap is sitting at 2.8 million, and they have just over 202 million shares on offer. We'll now look at their shareholding, and first we'll start with the directors, and they own a significant amount of the company, well over 40% of the company. And as far as the top 20 shareholders, they own approximately 80% plus, or in excess of 80%. So a very strong top 20 shareholding, along with the directors as well. So that's the overview of the best performing daily ASX resource stock today, and that was Global Petroleum Limited, ASX code GBP. We'll now move on to the weekly statistics, and that's for week ending Friday the 12th of June 2020. So let's start with the weekly volume. The weekly volume finished up at just over 5.9 billion. And that's down from 6.6 billion last week. We're in a percentage gain loss. We're in a negative for the first time in a number of weeks, and the average percentage gain loss is minus 1.73%, and that's down significantly from an average of 5.02% last week. So a huge turnaround and shift in the average percentage loss gains. The number of ASX resource stocks traded this week was the same number as last week at 543. Of the 543 ASX resource stocks traded this week, and this is a major factor, a big swing here in these stats. So there was 152 ASX resource stocks with a gain, and that's down significantly from 284 last week. There were 70 with no gain, and that's down from 78 last week. And this is the big swing. There were 321 with a loss, and that's up significantly from 181 last week. So a big swing to the amount of ASX resource stocks with a loss this week, explaining obviously why they've had a percentage minus 1.73% average this week with the stocks. So let's look at the positives for this week, and we'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And they are, at number one, we have Galawa Limited, ASX code GUL, and it had a weekly percentage gain of 92.31%. At number two, we have Superior Lake Resources Limited, ASX code SUP. It had a percentage gain of 76.47% this week. At number three, we have Musgrave Minerals Limited, ASX code MGV. It had a percentage gain of 75% this week. At number four, we have Novonix Limited, ASX code NVX. It had a percentage gain of 72.26% this week. And finishing off at number five, we have Nex Metals Exploration Limited, ASX code NME, and it had a percentage gain of 62.5% this week. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks this week. Some great positive gains there. Let's look at the commodities for this week, and the best performing commodities were gold and copper. And as far as the highest stock movement or stock traded this week, no real surprise there with Novonix Limited, ASX code NVX, and 34.05% of the company was traded this week. And the best performing project location, and no surprise again because it was the best project location on a number of days this week, was Murchison District. So a lot of activity and positive gains with some stocks in that area. Let's look at the annual spend over the last 12 months with staff admin versus project spend. And that's sitting at, and this is for the top 20 best performing stocks this week. And the average staff admin spend is 54.8%. Leaving just over 55% spend on, 45% spend on projects. So that's a little high. We'd prefer more money going into the projects, obviously. And let's look at the ERP statistics for this week. And there were 145 ASX resource stocks traded this week that use an ERP software solution, and that's up from 141 last week. A big swing here in the percentage gain-loss. It's minus 1.82% this week, and a big swing, and that's down from a positive 4.88% last week. So a shift of over 6% turnaround there. And let's looking at the volumes. They remain similar from last week to this week. Both around 2.4 billion. And of the best performing top 20 ASX resource stocks today, two of them are using an ERP software solution, and that's down from six last week. So let's finish off with the overview of the best performing ASX resource stocks stock for this week, which was Galawa Limited, ASX code GUL, and we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects throughout WA, predominantly in gold with a little bit of copper, and they have projects from exploration right up to advanced production. And we'll look at the spend over the last 12 months. That's not available, so we won't look at the spend in the project area over the last 12 months. Reason they generally aren't available with companies in production is there's no quarterly cash flows provided, or 5Bs, with companies in production. So let's look at money in the bank is just over 2.6 million as of the current quarter. They have a market cap of just over 19 million. With just over 7 million shares on offer. I'll say that again, just over 157 million shares on offer. Let's now look at the shareholding, and we'll start firstly with the directors. And again, it's another healthy shareholding with the directors. They own well in excess of 35% of the company. And as far as the top 20 shareholders are concerned, they own approximately just over 60% So another strong top 20 shareholding register. And that's the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for this week, again being Galloworth Limited, ASX code GUL. And congrats to all holders of that stock. A great performance for this week. So that's our wrap-up for the podcast for the daily / weekly ASX resource sector for week ending June the 12th, Friday, June the 12th, 2020. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you gained some valuable insights and statistics from our podcast. And if you've got any suggestions or anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email steve@maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, and have a good evening. Enjoy your weekend all. Good night.